This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And I'm being like really silly right now because I've got one of my favorite people on with me tonight. One of my favorite ladies, Miss Suzanne Colmer of Your Shop Girl. She is like the image consultant of the universe. Whoa! Suzanne, how are you?
Amazing. After that intro, you're also one of my favorite people, Pina. So I'm so happy to be here. I feel like it's been a minute. So this is, yeah, this is good.
This is so good. And you know what? We're in spring right now. And I was like, finally, I want to talk to you because spring in Toronto is weird.
Yes.
It's weird. Is it spring or do we just jump to summer?
Yeah.
It happens all the time. It never changes.
So true. And we get a sprinkle of winter in there too. Like it's
oh, really, yeah, I know, right?
Yes.
Earlier this week, it was like beginning of the week was nice and hot. Then we had it like dip down on, what was it, Wednesday? Yeah. You know, it's just like all over the place. And you think I'd not be shocked by this after 43 years of living here,
true.
But I am. Yes. I am.
Yeah, as we all are. And Canadians love to talk about weather too. So it's like, it's a big topic.
You know what? It's so true. And you know what else we like to talk about?
Clothes.
Yeah. Especially with our weather. Like how many memes and videos and reels and TikToks and all that stuff do you see on like, this is how to dress for Canadian fall or Canadian spring. You bundle up, you layer up, and then throughout the day you strip down.
Yes.
And then you load it back up again come the evening.
Absolutely. I ask my Google every single morning what the temperature is because I need to know what I'm going to wear that day. Like I have a client in San Diego and that is, it's like not a thing. Like she doesn't have to ask Google what the weather is.
Real?
She just gets dressed. Yeah. Cause it's nice. Like all the time. Whereas here I'm like, am I putting on a wool coat? Am I wearing a t-shirt? Like what's happening? What's happening today? So yeah, layers are key for Canadians, which is a good thing because layers automatically help us look more put together anyways. So it's kind of great that we get to wear them.
It does. And you know what else it does? No, I'm not going to go there. I was going to say something very dirty and very 19 plus. So we're not going to go there at all. But
I want to know what that is though. Yeah. After the show,
well, the layers, take sentence. Them off, right?
Oh, I see.
Take them off.
Yeah.
When it gets hot. Right.
Yes. Fair enough. Yeah. It's getting hot here. Yeah.
But you know what? I have to say that asking Google thing is a real, it's real because my kids have grown up to asking me every morning, Mama, what's the weather going to be like today? So you're saying that and then you're saying in San Diego, they don't do it. And I'm like, what do you mean they don't do it?
Right? Yeah, it's a thing. It's definitely a thing.
That is so screwed up. So you know what we're going to talk about today? We're going to talk about fashion. We're going to talk about style. And we're going to talk about how to dress. Like usually we do like, I like to bring you on like, you know, once a season, you know, when we talk about that season. But I was like, we're combining this because, like I said, our spring is kind of rolls into summer. And do we Definitely. Really have one? And it's weird. So let's talk spring. Let's talk summer because Amazing. It's all mixed up right now.
Yes. Perfect.
And then, you know what I want to talk about?
What?
The fact that so many people are planning travel.
Yes.
And
yes.
summer travel is way different when it comes to packing than any other time of year.
So true.
Suzanne, where do we start? Let's start with spring.
I mean,
did we even start there or did we miss the boat on it?
No, we didn't miss the boat. I think we'll still have a little bit of that. And I never buy pieces just for spring, right? It just doesn't make sense. If you're going to buy a spring piece, it also needs to be something that you could wear in the fall as well. Generally though, anything that we're buying in the spring should take us through the summers, and our summers get hot, but they're not consistently hot. And we can usually wear those pieces at night in the summer months as well.
Okay. But then what about colors? Like, you know, you think sometimes, and fabrics, you think spring, I'm thinking a little bit different. Like, I don't know if I'd wear that in the fall, you know, like, so what do we look for right now? If someone's like, I need to get some spring staples, you know, and I want to be like, you know, trendy with the colors and fabrics and all that stuff. So like, what would they be looking at right now?
So one of the first pieces that I would recommend would be something that multitasks, like a button-down shirt. Not only would I recommend this for spring, I would recommend it for packing. I would recommend it for the fall because we can button it up and wear it on its own. We can zhuzh the sleeve. We can open up the neckline.
You're all about zhuzhing the sleeve.
I'm
around you, you just grab my jean jacket and you like start rolling it up. You pull up my leather moto sleeves up. Like that's your thing.
Well, it is because it fools our brain into thinking that we're taller than we are. Because what it does is it says to my little brain, like, oh, Pina's arms must be long because her shirt is short. And if her arms are long, then she must be tall. If your sleeves are way too long on your shirt, it's going to do the exact opposite. It's going to tell my brain your arms must be short because your sleeves are long.
All right. So that's if you got T-Rex arms. Roll those babies up.
If you don't, who doesn't want a little height? Plus, it draws the attention up closer to the waist and away from the hips and the thighs as well. So the three-quarter, the elbow, like those are all, it's just most universally flattering sleeve length that you could do.
And this is why we bring you on the show, Suzanne Colmer. Right? This is exactly why. For these little tips and nuggets of like fashion style goodness.
I'm just full of nuggets.
Put in my pocket.
I wish that I could travel around with you in your pocket. Wouldn't that be fun? Like a little magic school bus?
Oh my God, that would be so amazing. Yeah,
it'd be amazing.
I'd be like, Suzanne, what am I wearing today? Actually, when we have traveled together and once we even shared an adjoining hotel room.
Yes, that's right.
And I remember laying in bed and just screaming over. I'm like, Suzanne.
Yes.
What am I going to wear today?
That's right. Yes.
And you just yelled over. You're like, you're going to wear this, this and that. I'm like, done.
Yeah. Yeah, you were not even out of bed. I remember this. Yeah, I remember this clearly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So that button ups are great because like you said, too, you can take that like into any season of the year.
For sure. For sure. And even lighter denim, like lighter denim is something that, you know, in all cities, this is not necessarily appropriate for the summer, but in Toronto or in Vancouver or in, you know, Halifax, like it is, you can wear denim throughout the summer. So going into a lighter color, not only is it on trend, but it's something that will take us well into the summer and into the fall as well.
Okay. Because I love denim. That's what I go from my leather motos. Once the weather gets better, I get into my like denim jackets and I love them. And I think that they just add so much to an outfit.
Oh, absolutely. For sure. And denim is a huge trend right now as well. Denim on denim on denim and denim.
What? The Canadian tuxedo?
Oh yeah. It's in. It is in.
No.
Everything in denim is really, really big right now. So for us Canadians, we're like, yeah, we knew this. We knew this years ago. We were
Hello, Brian Adams.
Exactly, right? Trendsetter. Hey,
don't go anywhere. I want to hear more about the Canadian tuxedo and the fact that it's in.
It's back.
I'm a little mind blown right now. We're going to be right back. You're listening to The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. It is Sunday night and you are tuned into 640 Toronto. This is The Parenting Show and I am your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. I've got Suzanne Colmer from Your Shop Girl joining me. She is my image consultant, my image guru. She's my style girl and she's here to help us through spring, summer, and I say spring, summer because it's one thing for us here in Toronto. And and before the break, I thought you were joking. The Canadian tuxedo.
I would never joke with you.
On denim. That is okay right now?
Absolutely. It's more than okay. It's encouraged. The denim jackets with matching denim pants, denim jackets over denim dresses. Yeah, throw your denim on your denim. I would say that one rule for this is that I either want it to match or I want it to totally contrast.
That's what I was going to ask. In the middle.
Yeah, because if we start to do like mid blue with like an off mid blue in our denim, it's going to look wrong. But if the denims match, great, go for it. Light with light, mid with mid, dark with dark, or go into a light denim jacket with like a dark denim pair of pants. That's going to look awesome too.
Wow. Hold on a second.
Mind blown.
I'm trying to process this. Okay. Yep. And envision this in my head. So, but what if you're like, do you have to buy the pieces at the same store so you know that they match?
No, it doesn't have to be that perfect. That's like saying, do I have to buy my black jacket at the same spot that I buy my black pants? Like, no, you don't. They just have to be,
Tina's world, I do. I'm weird like that.
No, well, for the rest of us, you do not need to do that. They just need to be similar.
For the normal people. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So,
wow, I'm still trying to process this.
Well, while you process it, I'll also go through a couple of other kind of denim tips to go through. So one, the denim jacket is a little bit more oversized right now than we have seen in the past, which is fun. What I recommend with some of those oversized jackets is to one, zhuzh the sleeve. That's a big thing for me. It's the same thing with these oversized blazers. You need to get rid of the bulk. So you need to make sure that you're pressing those sleeves right up. You're either cuffing and then pulling them up, or you're just pulling them up as much as you can just to get rid of some of that bulk. And then also going into a slightly more cropped style is going to bring the attention back to the waist and kind of show off our shape a little bit more. So even if it is oversized, trying an oversized one that might be a little bit more cropped than you would normally go for is also going to be a way to not just totally overwhelm your frame.
Because I'm finding that all these oversized jackets though are big, like are also long in length.
Yes.
And for someone that's petite like us,
yes,
I just find that if I do something like that, I look way bigger in size than I am. So yeah. I actually like shy away from that. And like my denim jackets, I've got black, I've got white, I've got blue, are usually more crop and fitted and tailored.
Yeah.
Can I still do that?
And you absolutely, the cropped, like anything goes, like really anything goes. It's kind of like the high waist, low waist debate. Like you can do low waist, you can do high waist. We have options for both. You're going to be able to find both in the stores, which is great. For someone who is petite, going into a more crop style or always going to try and find something on the shorter end of long is going to be preferred for sure. So even thinking about longer lengths in blazers, taking a few inches off of those blazers, if we're tailoring them or anything else, and usually you can take, you know, 1 or 2 inches off of that blazer without ruining the whole pattern of it. That's going to visually be added to our height, right? So if we can try and get rid of some of that bulk, that's key. And then the other thing is really looking at fabrics. If the fabric doesn't have any flow in it at all, if it is kind of starchy and thick and it makes its own boxy shape, then of course we're going to look boxy in it. If you wanted to go for something that was a little bit longer but still showed your shape, then we'd want something with a bit of drape or weight to it, so it still kind of followed the curves of your body. And you'd probably want to leave it open so we could still get kind of that column of pattern or color by having our undershirt a contrast color in anything, just to carve out where we want people to look.
And you know what? I'm glad you're saying this, because when it comes to denim, it's not always that structured, like thicker, hard, boxy denim. There's so many different types, and like mine always have like some stretch to them.
Absolutely.
And like, honestly, my blue denim jacket that I wear all the time is like an Old Navy one, which I probably pay like $30 for. And it's a really nice soft denim.
Yeah,
so absolutely. So I think we got to keep that in mind too when you're shopping for denim, especially when it comes to like a dress or jacket. Well, pants, even jeans.
No, pants, like, pants as well though, Pina. Like the three things that I check when I'm looking at jeans is one, obviously the waist size. Two is the rise, making sure that the rise is the right rise for me. In my opinion, stores should have that listed right beside the waist size. It should be like I'm a 34 waist and I'm a 9.5 rise or 10 inch rise or whatever.
Yeah, you don't see that. No, that
no,
you don't see that
no, at all. Nor do people even in the stores know what the different denims are, but that's really important to know. It's why I always like walk around with my measuring tape and look like a crazy person.
Of course you do, Suzanne.
But why? But I don't want to waste my time trying things on that aren't going to work or buy things online that aren't going to work. So asking the question, asking what the rise is key, and then looking at the composition, because we all have our denims that we like the feel of. So looking at what that is, just like we would look at a recipe and be like, oh, this is delicious. I want to recreate this. So look at your composition. And if you're a 98 cotton, 2% elastane girl, awesome. Like stick with that. If you like to have more polyester or more stretch in it, then look for denims that are going to kind of mimic that as well. So that's like just.
Yeah. Those are great tips. And you know what? I'm really glad that we're talking about denim because it is something that you can carry out throughout the entire year.
Yes, absolutely.
And get so much use out of. Like, I know that you always talk about cost per wear.
Yes.
And for those of you guys listening at home, Suzanne, explain this amazing thing to them.
So when we're thinking about what we're spending, what our budget is on any piece, what I like to do is take the actual price on the tag and break it down into how many times I think I'm going to wear it. So if I'm spending $200 on a pair of denim, I'm going to hopefully wear them 100, 200 times. You know, I'm wear them until they split in the butt, which has happened to me many times. Then when I look at a dress, let's say that I don't wear dresses often, I'm going to wear them for a workshop or for some kind of media. So maybe I get 2 wears out of this dress. If I spend $200 on that, that is $100 per wear. It means that the denim cost me $1 per wear, $2 per wear, while the dress cost me $100 per wear. It's 100 times more
expensive. Spend the money on the denim. You're going to get
more. Spend the money on what you're wearing. Spend the money on what you're wearing. That's going to be key. That's where we invest. It's in our coats. It's in our shoes, things that we're going to be putting on all the time. And then you might want to save on some of the accessories that you're not going to wear as much, or even some of our like kind of fancy outfits that we're not going to wear as often. Either think about like reselling them afterwards, which is great, like giving them a new home where they're going to get worn and getting some of that money back, or just knowing that maybe you should find it on sale just so the cost per wear is a little bit lower.
I like that. I like that. And I always keep it in mind now, ever since you've taught me that, and that's been years ago. I've always kept that in mind, and it actually helps me justify my addiction to leather moto jackets and, you know, purchasing another one and then another one. Yeah. I'm going to wear it all the time. It's only costing me 50 cents per wear. Actually, now it's paying me to wear it. So
yes, exactly. And those are the best pieces, like the pieces that we have to get rid of just because they're actually falling apart at the seams and not because the tags are still on and we haven't worn it in 7 years.
That's so good. So what else would you say? Denim is a big thing. Yes. Button ups are a big thing.
Yeah. And sets, like sets during the pandemic, I always kind of associated with like sweatsuits. Yeah, exactly. Cause that's what we started to call sets, but sets now are these like great, kind of more elevated pieces that are still really comfortable, like a linen wide leg with a linen little crop top or a button down, little cotton or linen or crinkle cotton top with like a pair of crinkle cotton shorts or linen shorts, like something that feels kind of matchy matchy. So we get that jumpsuit look without it actually being a jumpsuit, which jumpsuits don't always work on our body types. Right off of the rack. So it's kind of nice to have those sets that you can play with a little bit that still have that same look where it's like monochromatic and cute and put together, but also easy.
I like that. I am a very monochromatic girl, as you know, Suzanne.
Yes.
So you know what we're going to do? Because I also want to, it's so funny coming from me that I'm saying this. I also want to talk about color and what's trending and what's in and what's new, even though I only wear black, you know, maybe sometimes I'll throw some denim in, some white, some gray. Those aren't colors though.
Nail color.
And red, color. Red. There we go. I have some color. So don't go anywhere because we will be back with more. We've got Suzanne Colmer from Your Shop Girl on the show tonight. This is the Parenting Show on 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night, and how lucky are you to be joining us on the Parenting Show? I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and with me, I've got Suzanne Colmer, and don't mind me, I'm just silly. I always get silly with Suzanne.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
Yes, we love to talk fashion style together. She helps us out, and we always have a good laugh, right?
Of course.
You got it.
What is Suzanne about?
I know, right? Like, Suzanne, exactly. Got to laugh every day. That's always in style and fashion. Oh, do you like how I tied that in there?
That was really good. Yeah, I'm really proud of you.
Doesn't matter the season. No, it's always in
you
fashion.
Didn't even plan that. Look at that.
I know. I don't plan anything.
No,
nothing. Amazing, yeah. I don't have notes. I just talk.
Yes.
And that's the great thing about the Parenting Show. It's always a conversation. You know, it's real. It's real.
Very real.
You know what else is real? I'm going to tell you something, Suzanne.
Right.
Remember when those young TikTokers said skinny jeans are out and like it's all the wide leg and stuff like that?
Yes.
Well, guess who bought some great kick-ass skinny jeans, some with rips and some without?
I'm proud of you, Pina.
Girl right here. I don't care what you TikTok young people say that I'm old. I'm going to stick with it. And thank you, American Eagle, for still having them. Which, by the way, Suzanne, do you know that there's, you know how you have long, regular, short?
Yes.
Online at American Eagle, since we're talking denim, we're just going to wrap up that denim thing. They have extra short.
Yes.
Penis size.
Penis size. Yeah.
What? Don't say that too fast. It's going to sound like something else.
Yeah. That's amazing. It is. It's amazing. I love when brands include like all our different sizes and shapes. I think that's great. Right? The more they can do.
Thank you.
The
Thank
better,
you. Right?
Yeah. We want people human sizing, and the more of it, I love all of it. I will take it in any store and any place. It's great. We need more.
See? Love it. Love it. Love it. Now to colors. I always love to find out what the color is of the season. What is it?
Some of the colors. Year. Color of the year is called Viva Magenta.
Gross.
No, not gross. It's not gross. Like that's your reaction. No, it's a really beautiful, like bright pink, which I'm sure you've seen a ton of, and it would actually be gorgeous on you, even though you wouldn't love it back. It would love you. It goes really well with like white. It goes well with black. It's actually a color that could transition well from spring to summer and then even a little bit into fall. So that bright pink is here to stay for a while for sure. And also lavender. I know.
I've been seeing lavender a lot.
Yeah, I think I think this will probably be one that we'll end up seeing for a while as well, but lavender is really, really big as an accent color. It also works so nicely with blues. So putting on lavender with denim, I love that match. I don't love it as much with black, but with a gray or a navy, it pairs so well, or a white. And I feel like summer, we want to throw on white. There's so many options for, you know, white dresses and everything else. So even finding a little lavender accent is a nice way to bring it into your wardrobe.
And talking about white, it is the long weekend. And you know what they say about May 24? That after May 24, is it after May 24 we can start wearing white? But you always have thoughts on that, correct?
Oh, of course I have thoughts on anyone telling me anything about fashion and style. Like it's the same with the TikTokers. No one can tell you what works on you or doesn't work on you. Like it's so personal. Style is so personal. And it's about looking at who you are and what you like and what your style is and what your body shape is and what you want to accentuate. And then making sure that the clothing matches that. It's not the other way around. It should never be something where it's like, okay, I'm going to shove myself into these pants because this is what people told me to do, or I'm going to put on shapewear in order to wear this because this is what a 14-year-old TikToker said would make me look young. Like, no, style is incredibly personal. And that's what makes it so great, is that I get to dress people on a daily basis in totally different styles, and they all look amazing. and they all feel amazing, which is more important, but they look very different. They look very, very different.
Well, yeah, because you come to think of it, like, you know, we have different shapes, sizes,
colors,
our hair.
Yep.
Like styles, length, color, our eyes.
Like styles, budgets. Like there's so much. There's so much to consider. So for someone to give me a top 10 list of, you know, like these are the things you have to have in your closet. That is absolute bull. It's like telling me that these are the only 10 foods that I should be eating. Like, no, I have different taste buds than you. I'm going to like things that are different. My favorite food might be different from your favorite food.
Yeah, and you TikTokers, leave my skinny black jeans alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm 43 and rocking, okay?
Leave us all alone, right? It's like my bodies are not up for comment. Like bodies in general should not be up for comment at all. And our clothing and our style really shouldn't either. Like as long as we feel amazing in clothes, that should be all that matters. And we fill our closet with clothes that we absolutely love that make us feel amazing. We're going to have a great closet.
You know what? It's so true. And we talk about, you know, what's in, what we should get for this season, what's in fashion. But you just nailed it right there, Suzanne, by saying that we need to get clothes that make us feel good.
Yes.
Because if we feel good, like you're wearing that with confidence and absolutely, your confidence comes through. And like, it is a game changer as opposed to wearing something that, you know, might have just been on the runway or while you're flipping through the magazine, Vogue is saying that this is the piece you need for the season, but you don't feel comfortable in it, you're going to look like a sack of crap.
Well, and even if you don't look like a sack of crap, like maybe you actually look amazing, but you feel like you're wearing a costume. Like there's,
but that's the thing, you're not being true to yourself.
No,
so
no,
you and may you look okay good to others on the outside, but to you, you're like uncomfortable.
No, and there's nothing worse than feeling like you're walking around, you know, worrying about what you're wearing, worrying about who you're going to see because you don't feel like the best version of yourself, right? That's huge for me. Like I could walk around in my mom's clothing all day. I'm going to be very aware of what pieces I have on my body and like nervous about who I'm going to see.
We love you, Mama Colmer.
Sorry, Mama Colmer. Like, we're not going to switch clothes, right? In the same way as like Kim Kardashian and Kate Middleton could not switch outfits and feel comfortable, right? Like they could look great. They're both gorgeous, but it's not their style. So if you don't get clear on what your style is, don't even bother looking at trends because you're going to start to think like, well, is this me? Get clear on who you are and then look at the trends and see if any of them match who you are.
And that's why, like, even when you were talking about denim earlier or like a button up, you know, you gave some suggestions like on your body type. If you're like more petite, like make sure you zhuzh up those sleeves, you know, and or look at the fabrics and the different cuts because all of that stuff matters. And while you're saying button up shirts are great, you're not telling people this specific button up shirt.
No.
Because everyone is different and you need to actually go and put something on and see where it hits you on your body. Like, see if you like something a bit baggier or something a bit more tailored.
Yes, of course. Or see if it's silk or cotton or twill. Like, what are you, you know, what is your body type and what is going to kind of move with you as much as possible? Or maybe you're just a person who hates button downs. Then I would never, ever tell you to own one, right? It's a matter of figuring out who you are, what you like, and then zeroing in on that so much that you create a real signature style for yourself.
I love that. I love that. And you know what? I feel that, like, you know what I mean? It's so important to let people know that because a lot of people are hung up on the fact that it's just like, you know, what am I gonna wear? What am I gonna buy? What's in style? What's in fashion? And it's just like, yeah, you can look at those as guidelines.
Of course.
And then put your own twist on it.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Same thing with the colors.
Of course. And that's, and knowing, you know, knowing what your natural colors are and then making sure that you find, yeah. And you want to find ones that kind of blend harmoniously with you. And black blends so perfectly with you. It is definitely your neutral. Black is not my neutral. I still wear it because I love it. I just make sure that I'm wearing colors that do work, like up on my face and around my face and mm-hmm. on my head, in my hair, to ensure that I can kind of balance out the fact that it's, you know, it's going to overwhelm me, but I know that.
Okay. Those are some, this is a great conversation. This is why I love having you on. There's all, like I said before, you've got all these little nuggets.
Yeah.
They're nuggets.
Magic school them. Bus. I'm going to figure it out.
And a magic school bus is going in my pocket.
Yeah.
Right. I want to talk about packing next. So
that's fun.
Don't go anywhere, because if you are planning some summer travel, Suzanne's going to help us out. This is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night of the long weekend, and you are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and with me, I've got Suzanne Comer from Your Shop Girl. We're talking style, we're talking fashion, we're talking spring summer. I made it one word, eh?
Summer. No. It's sprummer. That's how to make it one word.
Because it is one season for us here in Toronto. So we went through some great tips and advice on staples and things that, you know, we can look for to add to our closet and get some good use out of, and how to dress it and even some color. But come summer, you know, we're getting ready. School's going to be out soon. Think about, oh my God, like in a month, Suzanne.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy to think about.
And a lot of people are going to start planning summer travel, whether you're getting on a plane and going somewhere, whether you're getting in the car going somewhere. You need to pack a bag. You need to pack a bag yourself, you know, the kids, all that fun stuff. And it's fun. All right. Let me tell you, it stresses me out. Suzanne, it stresses me out. But I have to say, when I'm packing for warmer seasons, I feel a little bit better, because I feel like I'm packing lighter because it's not as bulky.
The fabrics are lighter. Plus, for you, you're just packing dresses. It's like, this is so easy.
Right?
Black dress. Yeah. You're like Homer Simpson. Yeah. It's a Smurfette. Yeah, exactly. It's a better reference than Homer Simpson. It's so true.
Right? Just open up my closet and it's like a sea of black. The same thing. It's my uniform. Like Smurfette. So. Yes. When we're going away, we always talk about this on the show. And you know what? I think it's really important. We talk about capsules and how to properly pack and get the most out of what you're packing, so you don't overpack for like a weekend away even a week away.
That's sad. There's no point. I want to look at my bag at the end of a vacation and know that I wore everything in there. That's key. And that
multiple times, but in different ways, achieving different looks.
Exactly. Yeah. And the easiest way to do that is to capsule. And wherever you're heading, you're going to start with your favorite outfit. And for me, when I think about my capsule, I think about a triangle. And at the very tip of the triangle is a layering piece. So in the summer, that might be your denim jacket, or it might just be like a light cardigan. And then underneath that is going to be two bottoms. So maybe it's a pair of shorts. The Bermuda shorts are very in this summer. So you could grab a pair of those a little bit wider. So maybe it's shorts, maybe it's denim, whatever it is. We have two bottoms with our one layering piece. So they all go together. And then we have three tops. It could be a tank top. It could be a little like linen top. It could be our button down, whatever it is. And then four accessories along the bottom. I recommend having a nude shoe, simply because it's so easy and it goes with absolutely everything. If I'm only going to bring one pair of shoes, I will either bring a nude sandal or a nude flat or a nude pump, a nude, you know, high heel sandal, whatever it is. It's going to be your nude. So whatever your skin color is, you want it to be as close as possible to that. And then thinking about like maybe a hat or maybe a great bag, and layering necklaces are also great. Like if you can pack or wear three different necklaces, then it gives you different options for different days where you could just wear the one or wear two or wear all three.
And you know what? The accessories can change an entire look of an outfit.
Definitely.
So I love using accessories for that. And you know what? Sometimes I'm like, I stick with the same ones over and over again, but
who cares?
My staple pieces, right?
Absolutely. And you love them, right? Like I do too. My accessories are pretty small, but I wear them all the time and I love them. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all. In fact, I enjoy wearing them all the time. So thinking about that little capsule, that's a great way to pack for a weekend. We have one layering piece, two bottoms, three tops, and four accessories along the bottom. If we're going away for longer than that, we're going to add a few more layering pieces. Maybe we have our denim jacket and a cardigan. Maybe we have our three tops and we've added, you know, another top, or maybe we added a jumpsuit or a romper or a dress that also goes with our accessories, that also goes with our layering piece. So we can still put it underneath our cardigan or our denim jacket, or we could wear it on its own as well. But if we start to think about how everything's going to mix and match and multitask, we can pack less, but actually wear more of it. Yeah. And those specific pieces, like even looking at a layering dress, like a solid, whether it's a navy or black, camel, whatever your neutral is, having one dress that we could put a button down over top of, or we could, you know, tie a button down over top of, or maybe we put our denim jacket or we put our cardigan on, or we put it over top of our bathing suit, whatever we do. We put it on with sandals or we put it on with heels and it's going to look different. That's a great piece. Or, even like dressy sneakers. I just packed a client for Paris and she, you know, was insistent on the fact, well, she was going to London and Paris. And she was insistent on the fact of like, I want to be able to wear my sneakers with all of my outfits. So we packed a great pair of dressy sneakers. She wore them on the plane. She wore them with her dresses. She wore them with her.
Love it. Cause I'm a sneaker pants. Girl too.
Yeah. She wore them with her jeans. Like, so we made sure that was kind of a core piece in the capsule when we were packing.
I love that. And you know what? Like, honestly, the capsule is, every time we talk about it, I'm mind blown because it is a great way to pack light, but get the most out of what you're packing. Now, I do have a few questions though, because it's summer.
Of course.
Like, what about swimwear? Because this is where I go crazy and pack like a bunch.
No, there's no reason to pack. It depends on how long you're gone for, but I like to make sure that I have enough that the next bathing suit is going to be dry, right? So if I'm going for a week somewhere, I would bring like max three bathing suits, right? It's like if I want something that is like, maybe one is more family friendly, maybe one is better for the ocean, maybe one's better for the pool, whatever it is. But I want to make sure that if one isn't dry the night before, that I'm not worrying about it, that I still have another option. So, and then also having a cover up for me anyway.
That's exactly where I was going to next.
Yeah, everything multitasks in my wardrobe. So having a cover up that I could also just like tie up and head in and grab food somewhere that I'm going to feel okay in, that is also, for me anyways, that's important. I know it's not important for everybody, but if I'm only going to bring one cover up, I want it to multitask for sure.
Okay. I love that. And I got to say, Suzanne, you'd be very proud of me. I didn't even consult with you on this, but a few weeks ago, I did a weekend getaway to Halifax to see my niece at Dalhousie. And I didn't even bring a carry-on. I just brought a knapsack on the plane.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
I know. And everyone at home listening, if I was able to do it, and Suzanne will tell you, then you are able to do it.
Yes. Yeah, you definitely overpack for things. So that's impressive. That's like a new Pina.
I know. I made sure to wear my heavier pieces. Like, so, you know, I was wearing my Doc Martens because I'm obviously not going to put that in my boots and my knapsack. And I was wearing my leather jacket but I had it all and it was great. And I had more than enough all in one knapsack and I didn't have to pay for a carry-on. And I got off that plane in no time.
That's key. And the plane outfit is also key. Thinking about what you're wearing on the plane is Like, don't leave that until the last second. That's just as important as the.
You got to be super comfortable. I was in yoga pants, comfy like top, and it all looked good. And I was able to reuse and rewear those pieces with different pieces that I brought.
Yes.
Because I capsuled. There we go.
Proud mama bear is what I am.
I know. I was so excited to tell you that. So, Suzanne, if people want to find you, where can they find you? If they're like, oh my gosh, I need Suzanne in my life. And trust me, you need Suzanne in your life. Trust me. Where can they find you?
Well, they can click their heels 3 times and say your shop girl into the air, or they can go on the World Wide Web and put in your shop girl. I'm also available on Instagram at your_shop_girl. And I would love to hear from you.
All right, Suzanne, you rock. You're amazing. I love you. Thank you for joining me on the show tonight. And
Thank you for having me. Yeah, this was great.
Oh, it's so good. Like, honestly, I couldn't have thought of a better way to wrap up my long weekend.
Aww.
So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And for the rest of you guys, if you're still, you know, out there partying, just please be safe. Don't drink and drive. And enjoy the rest of this long weekend. That's it for the Parenting Show. I'm out, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. But we'll catch you next week. Same time, same place, right here on 640 Toronto.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.